Welcome back to LI in the AM. Again, Frank McKay here, filling in for Jay Oliver. And our next guest is author and columnist Jackie Gingrich Cushman. And a wonderful book has just recently been released. And you can get that book on Amazon and everywhere else that they sell fine books and buy it. It's called Our Broken America. And if you recognize the name Gingrich, it's true that this is Newt Gingrich's daughter, Jackie. And again, her father saw a lot of history and a lot of change as Speaker of the House in here in the United States. And again, Newt Gingrich started the big revolution in the 90s towards and having to do with the contract with America and so forth. And Jackie is a witness to that as being the daughter. But again, Jackie Gingrich Cushman is our very special guest. Jackie, welcome.
Thrilled to have you. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, congratulations on the book. You're getting rave reviews. Give us the genesis of this book. When did you decide and why did you decide to write the book?
Well, I decided to write Our Broken America, Why Both Sides Need to Stop Ranting and Start Listening, because I was very concerned about the political divisiveness in our country. And it's not just that we have different opinions, it's that we rant about it and we don't listen to the other side, and that's no way to make progress. And that's why I began working on this book, and I did a lot of research and found a lot of different information. But I really think we need to step back and really think about how we address others across the aisle in today's current environment.
You've seen a lot of the world from an insider's standpoint and, you know, and also an outsider's standpoint. Do you think it's worse now, the polarization? Is it worse now than it was back when your dad was Speaker?
Oh, I think that's a great question, and I think it is. And I think there are a couple of reasons for that. One is, back when he was Speaker, we didn't have 24/7 social media interconnectedness. So you could go to your house and turn off the TV and at least have some peace and quiet. And nowadays, people can sit in their bed at 3 in the morning and tweet about, you know, something that just happened, or, you know, it ran at somebody else who's not even there. So I do think that's created an environment where people feel like they have the right to, scream at the other side without being in the same room with them. And I think that's a real problem.
See, I think your dad was in a unique point in history, and, you know, of course, he made his own history and he changed our history. And one of the unique parts that he was, a big integral part of was the 24-hour news cycle. He came in or came to prominence right as that came to be a reality. Nowadays, we don't only have a 24-hour news cycle; we have a second by second, as you said, with the social media. Are you concerned that people are only getting one side of the issue on their social media? Because usually, you don't subscribe to or you don't follow somebody you don't agree with. So you seem to be getting, if you're way left, you're getting only things from the way left, and vice versa. If you're from the way far right, you're only getting opinions from the far right. Is this a major factor in what you see in your book? And by the way, let me remind folks to buy Our Broken America. It's wonderful. It's getting rave reviews for good reason. Jackie Gingrich Cushman is our very special guest. But answer that if you would. Are you concerned that people are only getting one side?
Absolutely. You're exactly right. It's very easy, the way they're set up, to only hear one side of the story. And on top of that, because that's clearly happening, the research shows that I did for Our Broken America that 64% of Democrats and 55% of Republicans have few or no friends in the opposite party. So just imagine that. So if you're a Democrat from New England and you watch MSNBC and you have no friends of Republicans, you're Republican in the Deep South, you have no Democratic friends and you watch Fox News, you don't have anything that really overlaps in terms of shared understanding of what's happening in our world. And that's part of the problem today, and part of why I talk about you need to take a Democrat or a Republican to lunch and just know people from the opposite party.
How different is Is the dynamic now, or is it any different now than when you started writing the book? Because, you know, obviously it takes time to put everything together. I think it's probably more relevant at this moment, as the point that you and I are speaking, than probably even when you started the book. I mean, it's getting worse. It's certainly not getting better. But, I mean, is there much that you would have changed if you were writing the book today?
Well, you got a good point. I mean, I started writing this book about a year ago and did a lot of research for Our Broken America, Why Both Sides Need to Stop Ranting and Start Listening. But because, and I knew this was going to happen, which is part of why I wanted to get it out at this time, part of it is just the work up into the 2020 cycle, right? So every time you have a big cycle coming up in the next year, it becomes, you know, a hotter and hotter topic. Used to be we used to announce, you know, candidates, you know, less than a year out. Now, The race actually starts, you know, much earlier than it used to, so the rhetoric is just much longer. So I think this book is hugely important, and I agree. You know, I think we live in the greatest country in the world, and this discourse is important for us to talk to each other, but we can't scream at each other. So we have to find a different way to communicate and make progress.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I can't imagine anyone would disagree with you on any of those points. We certainly do live in the greatest country in the world, in the history of the world. But again, there's lots of room for improvement, as you know, and as you stated. A syndicated columnist, once again, Jackie Gingrich Cushman's new book is Our Broken America. It's a must read. It's a must get. It is wonderful. It is getting rave reviews for good reason. And it's really not a partisan. You would think you hear the name Gingrich and you're thinking, oh, boy, that's from the right. Everybody from each side has to get it. She talks about solutions. And again, I'm not asking you to give away the book here, Jackie, but if you can, what can you suggest to bring people together?
Well, I think you really have to start with understanding that there are actual real people on both sides of the issues. And the way you do it, I think, is you can't change national narrative until you start getting involved in your local community. So my advice is for everyone to find one problem in their community they care about and want to help fix. It can be homelessness, education, environment. I don't care what it is. Find anyone that wants to help with that problem from any party and work with them on that problem. And once you make progress, to share that solution with other people. And what you will find out is you'll actually make friends in the opposite party, and that while you might not agree with them all the time, that you'll understand and respect them, and that makes all the difference in the world.
I think you make a great point there. I happen to be an independent, and I, you know, so I understand, and I have friends on all sides, but I usually give the example that I'm a Yankee fan, and I have friends of mine that are Red Sox fans, and I don't disrespect them or I don't hate them because they don't cheer for the same team I do. And I think in so many ways it's this, and some people might think that's minimizing the situation, but, you know, to hate somebody because they have a D next to their name, or to hate someone because they have an R or a C for conservative next to the name, is just outright ridiculous. And again, Our Broken America discusses all of this, and it's such an important book for everyone to get right now. I imagine Amazon.com and anywhere else you can find good books, and this is a great one. Our Broken America is a must read, and get it. Get two of them. Buy one for yourself and give one to somebody with a closed mind, and try to open it up. And again, Jackie Gingrich Cushman is our very special guest. If you recognize the name Gingrich, of course, she's a syndicated columnist and as good as they get, but she's also former senior advisor to her dad, Newt Gingrich, game-changing Speaker of the House, and certainly he made his own history, and Jackie was a big part of that. But this book is a must for everyone, Our Broken America. Jackie, give us either a social media site or a website where people can follow along with you and get the book, and give us the best ways to get the book. I'm sure Amazon and Barnes & Noble and so forth, but give us your take on that.
Absolutely. So you can find me at JackieCushman.com. I'm also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and all JackieCushman.com. So it's super easy. And again, I love your idea of not only buying it for yourself, but buying it for someone on the opposite party. And then you can actually have a really interesting conversation about it.
Yeah. Well, listen, great job. And once again, congratulations on the book. We got about a half a minute left here. What do you think the biggest thing that you can hope to come out of these next several months as you're promoting the book? I mean, obviously, if people listen to you, we could change a lot of minds. What do you hope to happen in the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, I hope to do two things. One is I hope people to understand that we do live in the greatest country on the earth, and we should be thankful for that and grateful for that. And because of that, we need to learn how to disagree agreeably. This is vitally important not only for our own lives but for the future of our country.
Well, once again, congratulations. Thank you very much for being here, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
Jackie Gingrich, everyone. Jackie Gingrich Cushman is a syndicated columnist, and she's the author of Our Broken America, daughter of Newt Gingrich, and again, has seen a lot of history being made by her father, and certainly the Clintons on the other side, and you talk about a polarizing time, but maybe not even close to being as polarizing as it is now, and the infighting that's going on. And again, there's not necessarily much anyone can do about the major players in this fighting, but to hate somebody because they're a Democrat or to hate someone because they're a Republican is ridiculous. Frank McKay here with Jackie Gingrich Cushman. And again, the name of her book, and it's an important read, Our Broken America. Check it out. It is a fascinating take on it. And it's not your typical, what you would think as a right-wing read. Everyone can check it out and get a standpoint that you don't necessarily hear all the time because of social media and so forth. But again, Frank McKay signing off. Jackie Gingrich Cushman has been our very special guest.